The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we're back on the Fan Morning Show. New Year's Day edition, and we welcome the hardest working man in Pittsburgh sports on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is Jeff Hathorn, and it's the Hawk Report. Ah! I can't do it as good as Callis. Jeff, good morning. Happy New Year.
Maybe the resolution should be we get rid of Country Roads from our playlist.
Well, I think as long as Crowley's sitting in this chair, that song will remain. But Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, probably.
I know you were working yesterday down at the South Side, and it's been a while since the Steelers have had a home game that is essentially a playoff game for a division title. Is the pressure palpable?
No, actually. When you're in the room, it seemed like not a normal week, but there was some intensity to it. There was some, like, hey, let's go get this. I think it helps that it's the Ravens in a weird way. You know, just grab everybody's attention. They know what's at stake. But it seems like they've been able to put Cleveland behind them. Now, ultimately, we'll find out. That doesn't mean they don't have flaws. It doesn't mean there still aren't concerns for the game. But it seems like, whether Tomlin, leaders, just guys, you know, looking in themselves, that they've been able to put that Cleveland game behind them.
We just played the audio, the full audio from Aaron Rodgers meeting with the media. Heard the docile tones of Jeff Hathorn asking a couple questions. Seemed like he was waxing a little bit nostalgic about his time here, but then didn't want to answer questions about his future, which I found to be interesting. I just said prior to the end of the last segment that this strikes me as a game that if it's his last, he's not going to go out without being the swashbuckling gunslinger that he is. Do you get that same sense?
Yeah, and I really don't. I mean, he kind of went back and forth with what he was saying. You're right. There were times where he was kind of talking about his career and how important this chapter was, that he had this opportunity with the Steelers. Then he also threw out, you know, back in 19 when the floor took over, we kind of struggled. And then after that, in my second year with that offense, we really took off. So, I mean, he was making sure that he left a runway for a return. But yeah, to your point, I do think that if he knows this is his last game, and they're struggling or there are issues on offense, I think there are some things he's gonna take over and want to go out if he goes out his way.
Obviously, Rodgers will not have DK Metcalf on the perimeter in this ball game, but there seems to be optimism about Calvin Austin returning. He was limited in practice yesterday with that hamstring. What's the prognosis of Austin and his inclusion for Sunday night? And then, thus, what's the division of labor look like on the perimeter? Is the MVS experiment drawing to a close, or will he just be a supplemental piece in this one?
Yeah, I mean, there is optimism with Calvin. I mean, you never know with soft tissue, but he was able to go through a limited practice. He seems like, I think he used the phrase of my numbers called upon, which normally tells you like, hey, I'm not allowed to say that I'm ready to play, but I think I'm ready to play. So, I mean, Calvin brings you a deep threat, and I do think it makes MVS more of a supplemental piece. Not that he won't dress, not that he won't get targets, because there is a relationship there. And listen, you said it, Pat. I mean, if this is it for Aaron, he's going to look to a guy that he knows very well in MVS.
Yeah, talking to Jeff Hathorn, our Odyssey Sports Director here on the Fan Hotline. You can see us on the Fan video stream at 93.7thefan.com or on X. TJ Watt, obviously a interesting situation from soup to nuts, but what's the level of optimism that he's ready to go on Sunday night?
Hi. And I have, at this point, I feel really good about him playing. Now, he's got to get through a couple more days. The limited seemed a little bit more than what we saw last week. I think there is optimism that he's going to be able to go.
This Steelers run defense, Jeff, I don't think it'll be tested like it will be tested on Sunday night. For whatever reason, it seemed like Baltimore wanted to feature Lamar Jackson and throw the football more against Pittsburgh in the first matchup. But this would seem to indicate, based on their approach to the Green Bay game, even though Lamar Jackson is back and ready to go, that the Steelers should be prepared for a heavy dose of number 22.
Yeah, if not, then John Harbaugh should be fired, because that's how they win games. I mean, I don't know, that's the frustration with Ravens fans. Like, you've got this great piece, and it's sometimes with Lamar, it's like you try to get too cute. Or, hey, you know what? Lamar can do this. Why don't we try this? They proved in that playoff game they just need to be simple. Like, just hand the ball off over and over until the Steelers could stop them. Now, the Steelers believe they have some momentum on defense going their way, that they're communicating better, that they're staying in their gaps better. So, and they've got Derek Hart, been kind of a missing piece, someone that you didn't have last year and didn't have in the other Baltimore game. So he's kind of a new addition to this rivalry and to this run defense. I mean, we'll at least see. Their run defense has improved, but they haven't faced a team quite like this during that stretch. Let's see what Baltimore is going to call, and let's see if the Steelers can force the Ravens to beat them through the air. If they can, they can win this game.
I said it earlier, if I were the Steelers, I'd take the ball first, provided Cam Hayward remembers to take the ball when the coin toss happens, which didn't happen in Detroit, obviously. More globally, Jeff, you know, this is not new to Pittsburgh. It's not new to the national narrative about Mike Tomlin and his future in Pittsburgh. Adam Schefter weighing in this week about the possibility, and sources indicate, and all the things that Schefter tends to do. You're in the building. You're at practice. You said it felt like business as usual. Do you think there's any chance that there's a parting of ways? And does a loss in this game expedite that?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
I think the only chance of a parting of ways is if Mike decides that it's time for him to get to have a new start somewhere, or that he thinks he wants to go somewhere else, or that he's not being appreciated, or whatever might be going on in his mind. I mean, barring some kind of crazy circumstance where the Steelers just get totally annihilated and there's all kinds of wild stuff that happens on the sidelines showing there's no control or any of that, things that I don't expect to happen, I think Mike Tomlin will be back again. I don't think at this point, if he were to leave now, I think that would be Mike saying, you know what, I think it's time for me for a fresh start. I don't think the Steelers are at that point. It's not that they've been happy with what's going on. I just don't think they believe that they don't have the right man. It's just things that have happened in games, yeah. Execution, play calling at times. I mean, combination of all of that as to why they, you know, haven't locked up the division at this point.
I want to go back to the Aaron Rodgers conversation again. I have been on the record saying I would not prioritize, but I would certainly pursue bringing him back in 2026. Do you feel like that's on the table?
Yes, I do. Especially given how the quarterback class has played out. Listen, they know they need the next franchise quarterback. And obviously Aaron is not the next, you know, go forward for 10 years quarterback. But I don't know that you could look at the NFL draft right now for 2026 and say there's anyone in that draft short of Mendoza who's going to go one or two and say, I trust that guy to lead my franchise for a decade. So if you don't have that, then you could bring back Aaron Rodgers for a year and then look at the draft the following season. You could go look at, you know, the hot take of the of right now is that Malik Willis would be a really good option based on what he's done in Green Bay the last couple of games, that he'd be a free agent. But I mean, I just don't see other options other than those two right now, unless you want to turn it over to Will Howard and believe he can do it, even though he's never even played in a preseason game.
So fascinating. So many storylines. None more important, though, and we're with Jeff Hathorn, our Odyssey sports director, than the result of this game Sunday night, because obviously it extends the season. You're a division champion. You go to host a home playoff game, all the things that come with it. How do you see this game playing out, Jeff? What's your feel?
I mean, when you're around the team as they're preparing, like you could feel their energy. And when it's positive, like you get sucked in. Okay, if they can do this and that, I think Baltimore's still going to be able to run the football. I think that's going to be a problem for the Steelers. Not having DK and that threat downfield, I don't know that Calvin Austin becomes the next DK in a game. I thought at the beginning of the year, Baltimore was a better roster. And I think at the end of the year, they're still a better roster. And even guys that the Steelers have that could come back probably aren't going to be at 100%. And Baltimore is going to be able to control the ball on the ground. I think it'll be a close game, but I think Baltimore will end up winning the game. Until I see it,
yep.
I don't see them being able to stop the Baltimore run game, and that's just going to be a problem, especially in a Sunday night where it's going to be cold at Acrisure.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be a run-heavy football game for Baltimore. We appreciate Jeff Hathorne. Jeff, making time for us on New Year's. Obviously, you hosted the Fan Morning Show yesterday, so this is a common time and place for you, but appreciate you, man, and best of luck with 2026 for you and your family.
Yeah, same to you. Best to you and your family and everybody for 2026.
There goes Jeff Hathorne, the best, the Hawk Report. And Jeff obviously does it all, covers everything for us here at The Fan and 93.7thefan.com. He's at Steelers headquarters literally every day. I'll probably be down there today to get a temperature check on where this football team is heading into a big game. Jeff likes the Ravens in this one, in a close one, low scoring, but seems to think that Baltimore will control the line of scrimmage on offense, which I see happening too. To me, the difference in what will put the Steelers over the top is the performance of Aaron Rodgers. We'll take your calls too, 412-928-9370. Thoughts on this game Sunday night? What's your vibe? Coming off of the holidays, New Year's Eve is behind you. It's 2026, and the Steelers are playing the Ravens on Sunday night for the AFC North title and a home playoff game. Will they win this football game? 412-928-9370. More Steelers-Ravens talk after this on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.